Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper-fast-paced business world.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. All right, today we are diving into the art of bootstrapping. I am going to let you know why this is not a limitation, but bootstrapping is a powerful framework that you can use to build something meaningful. Bootstrapping is way more than just being frugal. And for those that actually have no idea what this word means, it means that you are not raising money to start your business. You're not going to an angel. You're not going to a VC. You are not raising money. You're building the business with the tools and the resources that you have available to you right now. So it is not just about being frugal, although it's a part of it. It's a mindset shift. It's an embrace of constraints and a relentless focus on what actually matters. It's about building a sustainable business from the ground up, fueled by grit, ingenuity, and a little bit of hustle. So let's get into it. I get it. The world glorifies venture capital and overnight success stories. Bootstrapping can sometimes feel like you're swimming upstream. But here's the thing. It's in those moments of constraint that we are forced to get creative, to think outside the box, and to find solutions that other people might miss. Raising money too soon is not always a good thing. It makes you lazy. If you rely on raising money, you are not focused on building your business. And there could also be the concern of raising money for your business and not worrying about it being profitable right out of the gate, which honestly can completely derail you later on down the road. And even if bootstrapping sounds hard, you try generating a return on investment for VCs when your business isn't working. It is stressful as hell. So we are going to learn how to build a business with just our own resources. I personally think it's a much better way to build a business. However, people may have different opinions. But today we're talking about bootstrapping. So we are going to embrace constraints. First thing you have to understand is when you are bootstrapping a business, limitations are not roadblocks. They are catalysts for innovation. When you have less capital, you are forced to prioritize, you are forced to focus on what truly matters, and you have to find clever ways to stretch your resources. Being resourceful is a superpower. When you are a bootstrapper, your toolkit is filled with resourcefulness. It's about leveraging your network, bartering for services, finding creative marketing solutions, and squeezing every ounce of value out of every dollar you spend. It's going to make you a better entrepreneur in the long run. And it's going to force you to build a culture of frugality. This doesn't mean being cheap. It means being intentional with your spending, investing in what matters, cutting ruthlessly where you can, and building a team that values resourcefulness as much as you do. Now, remember I said that bootstrapping is not just about saving money? Well, it's not. It's about growing your business in a sustainable way. It's about finding creative ways to acquire customers, build a loyal community, and generate revenue without breaking the bank. What will this force you to do? This will force you to prioritize profitability from day one. So you're not going to fall into the trap of chasing vanity metrics. You're going to focus on building a business model that generates profit, even if it's a small one at first. Profitability is the lifeblood of any bootstrapped business. Next, you're going to focus on customer acquisition on a shoestring budget. So forget about expensive marketing campaigns. You're going to get scrappy. You're going to leverage social media. You're going to build relationships with influencers. You're going to create valuable content, and you're going to offer exceptional customer service. Word of mouth is going to be your most powerful marketing tool. You're not just going to build a customer base. You're going to focus on building a community because people buy from people they trust. You're going to focus on building a loyal community of customers who love your product, believe in your mission, and are willing to spread the word. This is going to drive all your costs down. Now, here are the essential tools and tactics if you would like to bootstrap your business. In the world of bootstrapping, having the right tools and tactics will make all the difference because you do not have a lot of room for error. These tools are not just about saving money. They're about optimizing your operations. They're about streamlining your processes and maximizing the impact of the things you do. So first, you're going to learn about the lean methodology. This is the lean startup methodology. You're going to test your assumptions about your product or service early and often. You're going to iterate quickly and pivot when necessary. The lean methodology allows you to take a product to market with as minimal risk and resources as possible, and it allows you to approach your take-to-market strategy, validate ideas with minimal resources to avoid costly mistakes. There's a book called The Lean Startup. Go read it. You're going to adopt no-code and low-code solutions. This democratizes software development. Now, I know you're not all building software companies, but if you are, or if you're building a software that complements your business, I mean, just because you have a non-SaaS or non-software company doesn't mean you won't want to use some no-code or low-code solutions to help your business run smoother and better and more efficiently. Tools that are low-code or no-code will allow you to build out websites, apps, and even complex workflows without writing a single line of code. This saves you tons of time and money. You're going to look into open source software. The open source community is a treasure trove of free and powerful software solutions. From content management systems, project management tools, there are open source alternatives for almost every business need. And then you are going to barter and you are going to collaborate. So do not be afraid to trade your skills or services for what you need. Bartering can be a very powerful way to acquire resources, build relationships, foster a sense of community within the entrepreneurial ecosystem. I'll give you an example. Early on when I was starting my podcast, I didn't want to put a lot of money towards sales because of course, it wasn't making any money. So I brought on and interviewed a CEO of a sales software tool, and they allowed me to actually use their service for free in exchange for an interview. Now, after you have taken your product to market with as few resources as possible, you're going to continue to embrace constraints and build something meaningful and bring in people and build a team on a budget. Because although bootstrapping might mean limited resources, it doesn't have to mean limited talent. Attracting and retaining top-tier talent after you've built a great product is crucial for any business, bootstrapped or not, but it does require a unique approach. So when you are trying to attract talent to sell your incredible product or service or company that you've just built, you have to sell the vision, not just the salary. Bootstrap startups often cannot compete on salary alone. If you are building a business, You need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. You have to focus on attracting individuals who are passionate about your mission, excited about the challenge, and eager to be part of something bigger than themselves. You are going to use equity as a powerful incentive. You're going to offer equity in your company. This can be a game changer when it comes to attracting and retaining top talent. It aligns incentives, it creates a sense of ownership, and it gives your team a vested interest in the company's success. Of course, you want to do more research into types of shares and vesting and cliff periods and all that, but equity can be a very powerful incentive. You're going to give flexibility and autonomy. Bootstrapped environments often require employees to wear multiple hats and to be super adaptable to change. You are going to embrace a culture of flexibility and autonomy, allowing your team to take ownership of their work and contribute their unique skills and perspectives. And you are going to invest in growth and development. Of course, financial resources might be limited, but as much as you can, you want to invest in your team's growth and development. You want to offer opportunities for learning, mentorship, skill building. A motivated and engaged team is a very powerful asset for any bootstrapped company, product, or venture. Now, bootstrapping is not just about surviving. We are building a real business. We want this business to thrive. So you got your product, you got your team. Now you need a playbook that goes beyond just cutting costs and maximizing resources. A couple ideas just to leave you with. You have to focus on unit economics. You have to understand the economics of your business at a granular level. You have to know your customer acquisition cost, lifetime value, profit margins. This knowledge allows you to make informed decisions about pricing, marketing, and growth strategies. You want to diversify your revenue stream, so don't rely on a single revenue stream. Explore multiple avenues for generating income. It could be product sales, consulting services, affiliate marketing, or other creative solutions. Diversification provides resilience and stability for your business. You want to build strategic partnerships, so you want to collaborate with other businesses, influencers, organizations to expand your reach, to gain access to new markets, to leverage shared resources. Strategic partnerships can be a powerful growth engine for a bootstrapped company. And lastly, you really want to think long-term. Bootstrapping, like all business, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So you want to focus on building a sustainable business model that can weather economic downturns, industry shifts, and unforeseen challenges. Now, lastly, after you've found out how to take your product to market, built a team, understood what metrics matter in your business, how do you market on a budget? Well, bootstrapping your business on a budget is not easy, but marketing is essential. So you got to figure it out. But with a little creativity and some resourcefulness, you can create a powerful marketing strategy that reaches your target audience without breaking the bank. First thought, content marketing is king. Creating valuable content, blogs, posts, articles, videos, podcasts. This establishes you as a thought leader in your industry. It attracts potential customers organically. It's a long-term play, but one with immense potential for generating leads and building brand awareness. You have to be social media savvy. So leverage the power of free eyeballs on social media platforms to connect with your audience, share your story, and promote your products or services. You want to engage in conversations, build relationships with influencers. If you can, run targeted ads to reach specific demographics. If you can't, just understand organic social. Public relations on a budget. Securing media coverage can be a game changer for a bootstrap startup. You can pitch your story to relevant journalists, bloggers, podcasters. Offer yourself as an expert source for articles and interviews. A well-placed press mention can generate a ton of buzz, can drive traffic to your website. It can position you as an authority in the space. And lastly, you can try some guerrilla marketing tactics. You can get creative. You can think outside the box and find unconventional ways to reach your audience. You can host a pop-up event. You can partner with a local business. You can run contests or giveaways. You can leverage user-generated content to create buzz around your brand. Tons of marketing ideas that are relatively cheap and free. And when you find one that works, triple down on it. At the end of the day, bootstrapping is a journey. It's not a destination. Like all businesses, it's going to take you a while to build something meaningful. If you listen back to all the things I just told you today, I'm telling you, all these ideas on how to take a product to market, on how to build a team, on which KPIs to focus on how to market your business, these are great for bootstrap businesses. You know what other kinds of businesses all of these ideas are good for? Any business. Venture-backed businesses, angel-backed businesses, businesses that you started on a loan. Doesn't really matter. The point is, when you learn how to build a business and it's bootstrapped, you just become a great entrepreneur. Because what bootstrap forces you to do is to go on this journey, take this path down this winding road filled with all these challenges and setbacks and moments of doubt. But it forces you to be resilient, to be resourceful, to be creative, and to have an unwavering belief in your vision. It will force you to embrace the grind, because bootstrapping is hard work. But there will be long nights, early mornings, obstacles. But remember, the grind is where the magic happens. It's where you build character, develop grit, and learn the true meaning of entrepreneurship. It will force you to celebrate wins, because you have to celebrate these small victories. These are all steps forward. You have to celebrate your milestones, no matter how small they seem, because when you recognize your progress, it fuels your motivation. It keeps you moving forward. Bootstrapping is also a great way to understand experimentation. It forces you to understand that you can pivot if you need to. You do not have to be afraid to change course if something isn't working, because if it's not working, it's not making money, and you'll notice it when you're bootstrapped. Adaptability is a key to survival in the entrepreneurship game. Bootstrap forces you to be adaptable from a very early stage. And lastly, if you are bootstrapping, just a word of advice, find your tribe. Surround yourself with like-minded entrepreneurs who understand the bootstrapper's journey, whether or not it be peers, mentors. Share your struggles, celebrate your wins, work together, learn from each other's experiences. This is why incubators and these kinds of environments are so great for entrepreneurs. Bootstrapping is not a limitation. It's an opportunity. It's a chance to build something meaningful, to create a business that reflects your values, to empower a team of passionate individuals, and to make a lasting impact on the world. But more importantly, it forces you to be a really damn good entrepreneur. So embrace the challenge, embrace the grind, embrace the journey. The bootstrapper's path might be the path less traveled, but it is a path filled with resilience, resourcefulness, and an unwavering belief in the power of entrepreneurship. It will make you better for anything you do in the future. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.